USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump and President Biden are marking significant wins across the board in Super Tuesday 2024 presidential primary elections. A total of 16 states and American Samoa held primary elections on Tuesday. Biden and Trump are the overwhelming favorites for the Democratic and Republican nominations. Nikki Haley announcing early Wednesday she will drop out of the race on the Republican side. She had managed primary victories in just two places earlier in Washington, D.C., and on Super Tuesday in Vermont. A key seat in the U.S. Senate is going to be up for grabs soon. That after Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced that she will not seek re-election. The independent lawmaker posted a video making the announcement on social media Tuesday, noting the more adversarial and partisan nature of today's politics.
We've arrived at that crossroad, and we chose anger and division. I believe in my approach. But it's not what America wants right now.
The Arizona Senate seat would be an important one, potentially shifting the balance of power in the Senate chamber, where Democrats currently hold a slight majority. Trump-backed Arizona Republican Kerry Lake and Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego are at least two of the known candidates vying for the seat. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is describing the devastation left in the wake of his state's largest wildfire ever. He visited the burn zone Tuesday. The Smokehouse Creek fire has scorched more than 1 million acres, destroying almost everything in the northern Texas Panhandle region.
What was once homes or other structures or property has been reduced to nothing more than ashes, something that can never be used again whatsoever.
Credit card late fees are being capped at $8. This, part of a larger initiative by the Biden administration, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates the new regulation will save families more than $10 billion per year. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
She's very popular with Democratic voters, but it appears it is a no-go for former First Lady Michelle Obama. In 2024, Laura Winters with the story.
Michelle Obama's office says the former First Lady will not be running for president, at least in this election cycle. There has been some speculation she could jump into the race or be nominated at the Democrat convention this summer in Chicago if President Biden opts not to run.
A Las Vegas tourist is in pain, and not from losing a lot of money in a casino.
A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while he slept at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower. The man says he was stung 3 or 4 times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he is still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says that the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
During the 2024 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, 5-time winner Dallas Stevie shot and killed a moose that became entangled with his dog sled team. This happened around 100 miles into the 1,000-mile race course early Monday morning, according to Iditarod officials. Stevie explained on Iditarod.com he killed and gutted the moose after it behaved aggressively toward his team. He added that his dog, Falou, is in critical condition after undergoing surgery at an Anchorage hospital. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.